And on Monday night, ABC brings back The Bachelor for its 21st season. It'll star Nick Vile, and we've got a clip here from the latest trailer.
Three times Nick's walked away brokenhearted.
Don't love me.
Monday, January 2nd, we're giving Nick...
I'm super into you.
...one last shot.
Fourth time's a charm. Question mark?
If you think this season will be smooth...
Well, The Bachelor dominates the TV ratings, but NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans says this is actually one show to avoid in the new year, and he joins us now. Hi there, Eric.
Hey.
So, don't watch The Bachelor. Why? Millions of people do.
Because it's a terrible show.
I served that one up to you,
I am continuing my one-man crusade against this horrible, horrible travesty of television. I mean, aside from the fact that it is this manipulative princess fantasy that encourages women to sort of submit to this really bizarre process, the person that they've chosen... He could have been crafted in a laboratory bottle to be the Bachelor. He started out on a season of The Bachelorette where he was, quote unquote, a villain, someone who the audience was not supposed to like. And then he did another season of The Bachelorette with a different woman. But again, he came in second. Then he appeared on a show called Bachelor in Paradise and was once again rejected. And so now this is sort of his shot at redemption. That's his storyline. It's just, you know, it's manipulative. It's not authentic.
I got to jump in here because you know, I completely get it. You are on a very laudable one-man crusade. but, I mean, look, people know there's nothing authentic about it. I mean, it's not the first reality show ever. We've been doing this for a long time. And what's wrong with a little fantasy? I mean, there's all these watch parties that go on around The Bachelor. It's, you know, you come together, maybe you have a drink or two, you watch The Bachelor, and you have a good laugh.
Well, all I can say is that there were large audiences for a lot of shows that I felt were kind of damaging. You know, people loved Cops for a while until they realized how much it fed into stereotypes about working class people and people of color and crime. And The Bachelor not only represents a lot of sort of unhealthy stereotypes about relationships, what women should do to get a man. I mean, all of that I don't like. But I also just don't like TV shows that are not honest with their audience.
So now that you've done a mighty smackdown of my meager defense of The Bachelor, let's move on to something else, okay? There's another show that I hate. Yes.
There's another show I don't like.
Yet another one.
Let's bring them on.
This is from Fox. It's a comedy called The Mick. And we've got a clip here of the trailer. And in it, you'll hear Caitlin Olsen. She plays a woman forced to take care of her wealthy sister's kids. And in this scene, she's tricking the oldest daughter into staying in for the night.
I know you think you're pretty clever with this little plan to drink me under the table, but you can't.
Uh-oh. Something the matter?
No, I'm good. I just felt kind of funny for a second.
Funny like you just drank six different types of sleep medication funny?
Why you do that?
My night, princess. I'll help you get into your jams.
Okay, so drugging teenagers against their will, not a very smart start.
Yeah.
Here.
By far, that's the least worst thing that happens on this show. So fans of the show, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, will recognize the star. She's playing another character who has a doctorate in making bad decisions. a woman who's kind of a two-bit hustler, but her sister married into wealth. And when her sister and her husband sort of flee the country because they're about to be prosecuted for, I think, tax evasion, the sister has to step up and has to take care of their three kids in this mansion. And so there's a touch of, I don't know, Beverly Hillbillies here about it, where you have a working class woman sort of suddenly giving great wealth. I wish it was funnier. You know, I'm somebody who loves a good fart joke as much as the next person, but this show just has not figured out how to exploit Caitlin Olsen as a really talented comedic actress. And I don't think she's done any favors by this show.
Well, lastly, let's serve up the hat trick of shows that you hate for this segment here. We got one last one. It's called Emerald City. It airs on January 6th. And we've got a little bit of the trailer from that, too.
War is upon us. A clash of science and magic.
I woke up in a place I don't belong. But then I found you.
So, Eric, Emerald City, why is it one not on your list for 2017?
Well, you know, it came from a good place. People who have read the book that the Wizard of Oz movie is based on know that the book is darker than the film. But this is a drama. It's not a musical. And I don't think they quite know how to tell the story in a modern setting in a way that is both compelling and that also makes sense. And so the whole time you're watching it, you're sort of asking yourself, you know, why did they feel the need to do this to the Wizard of Oz if they weren't going to pull it off?
Well, that's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans giving us ample warning of shows he thinks we ought to stay away from next year. Eric, thanks so much.
Thanks for letting me vent. I feel so much better now.